USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says his people are closing in on a deal with Congress to get more help to small businesses that are hurt by the coronavirus pandemic.
We're continuing to negotiate with the Democrats to get our great workers and small businesses all over the country taken care of. I think we're getting close to a deal.
He says testing is ramping up.
We've done more testing than all of these countries combined: France, United Kingdom, South Korea, Japan, Singapore, India, Austria, and Australia, Sweden, and Canada.
He also says Vice President Pence will lead a call on Monday to talk to governors about what more needs to be done to fight the pandemic. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says President Trump has a clear choice when it comes to his hometown.
Mr. Trump, Mr. President, are you going to save New York City, or are you telling New York City to drop dead? Which one is it?
This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The U.S. Surgeon General says reopening the country in phases is the best way to go. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott issued 3 executive orders on Friday that outline how the state will reopen amid the coronavirus pandemic. The governor says the state will reopen in phases, and according to Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams, that's exactly what the White House is hoping for.
The president was clear yesterday on the phone call with governors, and I was on this call, that we are not going to tell these states they're open. It's got to be at a comfort level with the governors, with their health care systems and their public health systems, and with the people of their state. So just to be honest with you, I don't want to say a state is ready because I don't want to put them on the spot, and I don't want to say a number of states are ready. The thing I'm most concerned about as a public health professional is that I want to make sure each of these states is looking at their public health capacity and understands that they've got testing in place and that they've got the ability to contact trace.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
People are remembering a dark day in American history. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
Until 9/11, it was the deadliest domestic terrorism incident in U.S. history. It's the 25th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing that killed 168 people and injured nearly 700 others. A rental truck filled with explosives was detonated outside the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in O.C., and the blast destroyed or damaged more than 300 buildings within a 16-block radius. Former U.S. Army soldiers Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols, convicted of the attack, both had ties to right-wing extremist groups. McVeigh claimed that he targeted that building to avenge the raid on the compound of a Branch Davidian religious sect in Waco, Texas, which had happened 2 years prior.
Pope Francis left the Vatican to call for equality. USA's John Hunt has more.
Pope Francis is urging the faithful to use the coronavirus pandemic's time of trial to prepare a future where inequalities are abolished and the poorest are no longer left behind. Francis traveled a few blocks outside the Vatican walls to celebrate Mass at a nearby church to march a special feast day dedicated to mercy. Only a few priests were in the pews given Italy's strict virus lockdown. Francis said the grave global toll of the pandemic has reminded the world that there are no borders between those who suffer, no differences in nationalities among those who are struck or spared. He said we are all frail, all equal, and all precious.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.